How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. And my guest on this installment of Grade A Nation is Shane, the son of my next door neighbor, Loli. Shane, how are you?
Hi.
And Shane's a little bit upset because the XFL is suspending operations and almost all employees have been laid off. So it's starting to look like the second iteration of the XFL is not going to last beyond one season. Actually, when you think about it, the XFL didn't even have a full season this year, so it lasted even shorter than the first one.
Can we sue?
Who are you going to sue?
I want to sue Dr. Fauci.
You want to sue Dr. Fauci? Why is that?
Because of him that me and Mom won't be able to see the game.
Oh, that's right. You are a fan of the XFL.
Yeah. I wanted to go see the Dallas Renegades.
Yeah, well, you got your money back, and I'm not sure what basis you would have to sue.
My mom lost her job, and you know that.
Shane, I am aware I didn't want to talk about that. I mean, that is a personal thing, and I'm sure your mom is going to get work once things get settled.
We can't eat at Sonic anymore. And it's all Dr. Fauci's fault. He's making people afraid. He's creating fear. Saying hundreds of thousands of people are going to go away because of all this. But it isn't true. And it isn't fair. I can't go to AEW. And I wanted to go see Nyla Rose. And it's all because some old Dago thinks he could tell people whether they should stay inside or not.
Well, Shane, I don't think you should be using a term like that to describe someone. And I mean, like I said, this is a very tough time for us all. But there will be a time where, you know, everything you want and everything you are used to will happen again. You will be able to go to an AEW show. You will be able to see Nyla Rose. You know, your mom's going to be in a situation where you can have all the Sonic corn dogs you want.
Think of all the suffering that is happening. People are hungry right now with no money to go to the doctor because this Guido gets turned on by having power over all our lives. Who does he think he is? What is going to happen to your show? What's going to happen?
You talking about the podcast?
Yeah, are you making money now? Huh?
Well, no, times are tough. There's not a lot of advertising coming in. But, you know, it's a matter of thinking positively and hoping things will slowly but surely get better. You have to have a positive mindset. You have to have hope. You have to have hope, Shane.
Hope is for wimps, you know that, right?
Well, that's your opinion. I want people to be optimistic in this very challenging time. I mean, there hasn't been a situation like this since the Great Depression.
Dr. Fauci is the cause. Dr. Fauci caused the Great Depression. The second one. 2.0. He looks very creepy. I bet you if Dr. Fauci saw me, he would say, "Oh, hello, young man. let me take your temperature to see how you're doing. And then without asking, he would put his hand down my pants and then touch my stuff.
Shane, Dr. Fauci would not do that.
Then he would pull his hand up to his face and start smelling the hand. And then he'll say that it smells like I don't have a temperature.
I'm pretty sure Dr. Fauci would not do that. He is one of the most cited scientists. He's highly respected.
He's a bad man, and I don't want to ever meet him. Never, ever.
And I also don't think you should be making an accusation like that. I mean, he has a wife and 3 adult children. So, I'm not sure you should be making claims like that.
Well, that doesn't mean he can't do something like that. That doesn't mean he wouldn't want to put his hand down my pants and say he's taking my temperature.
Well, I don't know, Shane. I think it's just a very rough time for you. You're not used to all these changes. So many changes happening at once. And that's understandable. But we shouldn't be making accusations about people that are not true.
What about the movie theater? AMC. You know, my mom said the AMC. And my mom go bankrupt. Where are we going to go see movies? Where are we going to go eat popcorn? It's not right. And it's all because of Dr. Fauci. He's a bad man. Bad man.
Well, Shane, I think you can't pin the blame on someone who has a philosophy that staying at home, keeping social distancing, is gonna lead to this going away sooner rather than later.
We're not meant to do things like that. We're meant to go outside and play and go to Sonic.
Well, I think that those things will come again. Like I said, just think positive thoughts. And I want everyone that's listening to Grady Nation to know that we're thinking about every single one of you, hoping that everything is all right. These are tough times, but we'll get through them. It does seem like, you know, this year has been a nightmare that it's almost like you can't wake up from the nightmare.
Yeah, it's scary. I had a nightmare.
Oh, okay. And?
Yeah, it was Dr. Fauci wearing a Michael Myers mask.
What?
Yeah. He said, I'm wearing this Michael Myers mask so it will protect me from the corona.
Why would he be wearing a Michael Myers mask to shield himself from the pandemic? I don't understand.
I just think it would be a reason so that no one would know it was him while he put his hand down my pants to take my temperature.
All right. There you have it, Grady Nation. Like I said, let's keep pushing, stay positive, and I hope you all take care.
Dr. Fauci is evil.
All right, Shane.